Ewan for breakfast. 6 a.m. weekdays on the Limestone Coast's Triple M. And always online at triplem.com.au. Triple M Rocks, Limestone Coast local sport. Thanks to Harvey Norman Mount Gambier.
Time for us to talk some local sport around the Limestone Coast. Milo's back with me. G'day again, mate.
Yeah, good morning, you and fellow coasters, as we head into a sunny few days. So bring it on. And what a better way to start some of our summer sport. Now, congratulations firstly to four Lakers players who have been selected in the SA country teams to compete in the under-18 girls competitions in the 2020 Australian Country Junior Basketball Cup in Albury next January. And that's Emily Dore, Claire Hunter, Michaela Horrigan and Sarah Nolte. And I think all those girls had a taste of court time with the 141 Pioneers last season. Now, still on basketball, our local teams commits their Victorian CBL Southwest Conference season this weekend. The Mac Jaguar Millicent men and women are on the road, and they will start their quest. And of course, the Magic Women are defending their title, but they'll be without key player Olivia Fuller, who will suit up against one of the opposition teams, Bellarine Storm. And from memory, I think Olivia attends uni over that way, which makes sense. And she's had a very good lead up to the season, because in the Big V League Division 1 comp, she picked up the Youth Player of the Year, which would be no surprise that people have seen her develop as a very good player. So as a sideline, we'll have a little eye on her. Now, also the Chemist King Lakers women, they're back in the comp after a two-season recess and under the coaching of Scotty O'Connor, and they will host Warrnambool Mermaids at the Ice House on Sunday. And in terms of summer sport, tonight Mount Gambier baseball season commences with the Division 1 clash between Federal and Central, while reigning premiers, the Tigers, will commence their title defence against last season's runner-up South. So what a way to start the season there. And later on, I'll put in a call and we'll try to catch up with Mr. Basketball Millicent himself, Peter Seabone, for an update on the Mac Jaguar Magic teams, and also the Big Junior Tournament, which is looming next weekend at Millicent. And I think, from what I've heard, record teams have nominated, which is very good for all concerned.
Triple M Rocks, Limestone Coast local sport. Thanks to Harvey Norman Mount Gambier.
Morning again, listeners. Milo, Triple M, talking local sport. Now, on the weekend, the basketball on the biggest stage, Country Basketball League in Victoria, Southwest Conference gets underway. And in the women's side of things, Millicent Magic, again sponsored by Mac Jaguar, they'll be defending their title. And on the line, the coach. Good morning, Peter Seabone.
Yeah, g'day.
Now, Peter, obviously, Millicent Magic last season, 74-62, first time you've taken it out, knocking off the Geelong Supercats. Now, how's the roster looking compared to last year that all suit up on the weekend in the women?
Oh, we got a bit of a change in our lineup. We've lost a couple of players to uni, like Olivia Fuller has transferred to Bellarine, and is going to play CBL for Bellarine. And some of our younger guys that have gone off to uni, they're going to play a few games, like Keely Van and Maddie Turner. And also Alana Winter, they're all going to play a few games, but they're not going to be able to make a full commitment with their uni exams and everything. And Ash Berman's retired. She was a lockdown guard last year. So we're still okay, but we're going to have probably more players floating in and out and not a consistent lineup.
Oh, well, that's all part of development, and the stars all start off as juniors. Now, on the men's side of things, Damien Venn in charge. I know the Mount Gambier Lakers boys seem to be getting the whisper they're going to be quite a competitive group involved there.
Yeah, well, we've had, last year the boys didn't have a team, and I think a few of them got a bit of a needle when the girls actually took out the event last year. And some of the boys have rallied around and got a bit keen. So we've got Josh Murphy and Jordan Robinson coming back. Aiden Schultz has relocated back to the southeast. And then we've got a few young guys around that are most probably going to complement them pretty well. So, yeah, they've been training reasonably hard for most probably the last 6 weeks. And they're all fired up for this weekend.
Now, the other end of the scale, I know you've come off a reasonably successful Hamilton tournament where you had a couple of runners-up, but the big one, the 20th Millicent Junior Basketball Tournament, and Pete, you've been involved with all of those 20, haven't you?
Yeah. I certainly have. So, but, this looks like being our second biggest event ever we've had. Our record number was 116 a couple of years ago. This year we've got 106 teams nominated, stretching our resources every way we can. But we've got a number of games going to be played on Friday night, and the remainder will start at 8 o'clock Saturday morning, go through until about, I think the last game finishes about 10:30 Saturday night, and then starts again 7:30 Sunday, goes through until about 5:30 on Sunday afternoon, and something like 239 games, I think, at last count, at 8 different courts, so 5 different venues using Beachport, so, and the local schools.
There you go. It's all about community. Now, it doesn't happen without sponsors, and gee, Woolworths have come on in a big way for you, haven't they?
They've been involved the last most probably 4 or 5 years, and what they do is they give us vouchers so we can go in and spend money on things that we're going to sell through our canteen, and it allows us to raise money, which. A lot of the money that comes out of our junior tournament goes back into our town team program, supporting all our kids to go away to the amount of events we go to.
Peter,
so without them, it makes life a bit more difficult.
Now, Peter Seabum, it's all happening, all levels. All the best to you on the biggest stage with your Mac Jaguar women. And Damien Ben with the Mac Jaguar men on the weekend. And, of course, that junior tournament next weekend. And we'll get all those results through to listeners after that tournament. All the best, and I hope it all goes smooth for you.
Yeah, it'll be a busy weekend. It'll be here and disappear before we know it, but I know we'll be very tired at the end.
Thanks, Pete.
No worries.
This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Classic Hits 963 Triple M.